A surge of new COVID cases pushing hospital systems tonight to the limit. And it is happening in states with some of the lowest vaccination rates, like Idaho. That is where public health leaders are now rationing health care statewide. In fact, Idaho's largest hospital network has now asked state health leaders to allow what is called crisis standards of care, meaning critical resources like ICU beds will only be given to the people most likely to survive. News Nation's Marky Martin is joining us live tonight. Marky, how soon could this be happening in other places?
Hey, good evening, Marnie. Well, as far as entire states, that's really a case-by-case basis, but we can tell you other individual hospital systems, like Alaska's largest, for example, are also implementing the very same. Hospitals along the southern United States, they're running really low on bed capacity right now. Here in Texas, for example, as of today, one of the largest states, second largest state, 326 available ICU beds today. The Delta variant causing case spikes that we haven't seen since the winter, and tonight we do begin in Idaho.
People have to either get better enough to go home, or if they succumb to their illnesses and die, that opens up a bed.
On Thursday, Idaho activating crisis standards of care, citing the massive increase of COVID-19 patients, meaning scarce resources and ICU beds will be allotted to patients most likely to survive.
I get furious pretty fast because where we are right now, we didn't have to do this. And where we are right now is avoidable. We didn't have to go here.
The state is one of the least protected against COVID-19, with only 40% of the population fully vaccinated. And according to Johns Hopkins, about 1 in 200 residents tested positive for the virus within the last week.
There are no vaccinated COVID critically ill patients in these units.
In Washington and Utah, elective surgeries have been canceled. And in Alabama,
we are definitely in a crisis at this time.
All ICU beds are currently occupied. Dozens of patients in recent days left without the care they need, and staff shortages once again reaching critical levels.
We are struggling at every level just to kind of keep our head above water.
In Nevada, where the daily statewide rate of new cases is almost 1,000 per every 100,000 residents, the Hospital Association urging people to stay out of the emergency rooms.
There's patients that are lining up in the hallways right now, coughing, coming in, and most of these patients are unvaccinated.
And just today, the CEO of Pfizer penning an open letter basically urging the FDA to approve that booster shot. The CEO saying the time elapsing after a double dose vaccination really is playing a significant role in a lot of these breakthrough cases that we're seeing, saying that that third dose had a great immune response in those patients. The FDA meeting on this very booster tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern. Marnie.
There have been some debates at the high levels of health leaders here in the U.S. about the need for that booster. We'll be following that closely. Marky, thank you.